Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate that sports report. Coming up on 8:14, it's Tuesday morning, and each week about this time, we check in with the folks from Asbury Place in Kingsport. Susie Cloyd, of course, the marketing and outreach director there. Susie, not visiting with us today, but instead a familiar voice and a familiar face if I were in the studio there. Tammy Peter, director at Stedman Hill. Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Good. Glad you could join us here, too. Asbury Place in Kingsport, of course, is on two campuses, two primary campuses for the Kingsport area, that being Asbury Place itself off of Netherland Inn Road, and Stedman Hill, which is just off Bloomingdale Pike in Kingsport, too. Stedman Hill Assisted Living is the, I guess, the actual full title there, too. But, Tammy, did you have a particular aspect you wanted to talk about this morning, or shall we just talk and see what comes up?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Of course, I was going to talk and see what comes up. And just, you know, I know in the month of April's coming, and so April 1st, Saturday, and we'll be having our spring open house, and definitely want to invite everyone to that. Come out and, you know, see us and do some good tours. And Susie Cloyd would be the one to contact to RSVP with that. But looking forward to that.
Is that this Saturday, Tammy?
No, April 1st is a Saturday. So just welcoming April, but it will be April 26th.
Okay, very good. All right, so the special event there. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what else? Anything coming to mind?
Well, just knowing, you know, we're going into the spring and going to be, even with activities and all that, just more outdoor activities. And we always want to just have, you know, focus with our memory unit that we are, you know, so proud of. And we have a beautiful courtyard off the memory unit. So that also is just so great for our residents. It's just time to go outside and, you know, enjoy the weather, exercise. And and we also, April the 11th, we have a speaker, Dr. Rona. She is board certified geriatrician, and she will be also at Stedman Hill. There is limited seating, so we definitely want to encourage everyone to RSVP and come out for that. Just be some really good education. She'll be talking about mainly, you know, like medication management for the elderly and just overall elderly care. And so that is on April the 11th at 2 o'clock p.m.
Then we need to call to make appointments for that, it sounds like.
Yes, it's be Susie Cloyd. Her number 423-830-8502. Her email, scloyd@asbury.org.
Okay, very good. We'll repeat those at the end of the conversation here.
Great.
Folks may have missed it. So, yeah, that's very good. I wanted to talk a little bit more about memory care at Asbury, Stedman Hill Asbury, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
For those who may not necessarily be quite sure what memory care involves, can you give just kind of an overall broad view description of what memory care at Stedman Hill is about, and then we can dive into some of the particulars?
Yes, one of the really good things, it is a secure unit. So if, you know, we have residents that may have certain diagnosis of dementia, so just knowing overall that it is a safe place for them. We assist continuously with their ADLs, showers, meals, assist with meals. So it is where, you know, we focus high on keeping them safe, medication management. So it is definitely a place for your loved ones when they just need that extra layer of, you know, just assistance, help with, you know, keeping an eye on weight loss, medication. So just their overall well-being. But and then Laura, our activity director, does, she is there every day doing activities with them. So, and then, of course, we have that beautiful courtyard that they can go out, and just great stimulation overall for them.
It sounds wonderful, too. I know one thing I know from personal experience. My dad, in the latter years of his life, had severe dementia. So I can appreciate what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I noticed with him, my mom and I both noticed, and I'm sure this is true of many folks who suffer whatever degree of dementia it may be, that he sort of lost connection, if you would, with things that he was normally familiar with. And it was that connection. He'd stand in front of something that he was totally familiar with and couldn't figure out what it was there for, this sort of thing. Lost the connection. How does Stedman Hill help maybe lubricate some of those rusty connections?
So with, I know even with Laura, our activity director, she'll bring in music. There's a lot of different music that they may recognize. And, with dementia, there's still just that memory that things will bring back, help them come into focus. So you have memory smells, definitely. With aromas, wonderful cookies, things that just make them feel good. And those are the things we focus on. We have activities, reading. Laura does Bible study with them. It helps bring them back into focus. And also just overall, with aromas, we know how that makes us feel.
Okay, so very, very interesting there that the different ways to help folks perhaps reconnect through those sense connections. In fact, I recall one time, this was a different thing, it didn't involve my father. I was doing some work at the time, Madison House here in Kingsport, mm-hmm. was sort of an adult daycare. And I was over there on a volunteer shift, and there was a gentleman there who had Alzheimer's, or I guess severe dementia, but he was German. He'd been born and raised in Germany. He'd come to the United States and was a U.S. citizen, but he had Alzheimer's. When I was stationed in Germany, I learned a little kid's song called Moosey Den, and I just started singing that a little bit, and he turned his head, his eyes wide open, and he started singing along with me. So to your point, mm-hmm. that music in particular, along with the other sense sort of things, it can provide those meaningful connections. I got to see it happen firsthand there, too, and it's just a testament to what you're saying there, Tammy, that, it's the type of thing where if that connection can be established, what little German I knew, I said with him, and then that was it, and he started off on some, huge German dialogue, and I was lost, but the point being, we made a connection there, and it was really incredibly important, I think, to him, too, because it really, he realized that I was not a German citizen by birth, but at the same time, there was a connection made there, too, so just kind of exploring the possibilities, I guess, would be one way to describe that, too, and it sounds like that's what you try to do every day with the residents at Stedman Hill, in the Memory Care Center in particular.
Yes, absolutely, and, we have consistent staffing. So the wonderful thing with that is they know the residents and, being with them every day, they just know them. They know when they get up, the things that they want or, expect. And so that really helps because we want to know them and, even with music, knowing what songs and things that they did, used to enjoy and like, and if they wanted to dance. And so it's just a wonderful environment for them.
Yeah, it's just a really wonderful sounding place, as a matter of fact, too. Let's see, Stedman Hill, of course, in Kingsport, off Bloomingdale Pike. I wanted to ask you, too, about memory care for the residents who are under the memory care services. Do you schedule is there a regularly scheduled meeting with the family of the individual, assuming they have a family?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have regularly scheduled. What is that like?
Yeah, so
once
definitely.
Every quarter?
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, I was just asking. Like once a quarter, once a month, or what?
Yeah, so we, of course, every new resident that comes in, we sit down with the family, go over things, their needs with them, and we meet every quarter. So it's called a care plan meeting, and we go over everything with the family, their weight loss or weight gain, or, just giving them an overall picture of where they're at, things that we're doing with them, things they enjoy. So we definitely, we include family, and that is quarterly. But now we are just so proud and so fortunate. We have families that come out, and they're always, you know, visiting. And so
sure.
we also do that even daily.
Uh-huh.
So we're available to sit down daily, talk with them. But we definitely want to make sure that we are touching base and everything every quarter.
Absolutely. That's what happens at Stedman Hill. Tammy Peters, the director at Stedman Hill. And you said folks can actually reach out to Susie Cloyd if they're interested in more information or want to go ahead and sign up a slot for the events coming up in April at Stedman Hill, too.
Yes.
So if you will, give us Susie's contact info again.
Okay. Susie's phone number is 423-830-8502. Email scloyd@asbury.org.
Okay, very good. And the phone number at Stedman Hill there, folks want to talk to you directly. What is that, Tammy?
Oh, that, now they can also call Susie's number, and that'll
oh,
get
okay.
me.
Away, okay.
Yeah. And then
very good.
Just
mm-hmm.
knowing, you know, with our open house, our spring open house, that, you know, it's going to be live music, food, goodie bags, tours, and oh, we just want to, you know, last year was just so great, and we just want to invite everyone back out because it is definitely a great place to go, and we just, you know, really want to show that off with our, you know, in Kingsport and just keeping mm-hmm. us in mind for AL. So
sounds good. Absolutely. Tammy Peter, always good to think out loud with you. Very informative about Stedman Hill in Kingsport as a part of the Asbury Place community. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Well, thank you. You too.